good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Bamidbar, either the Galim, Degel Machane Yehuda in the east with Yisachar and Zvulun, Degel Machane Reuben in the south, alongside Shimon and Gad, Degel Machane Ephraim in the west, alongside Menashe and Binyamin, and Degel Machane Dan, alongside Naphtali and Asher in the north. And the Ramban is a very beautiful scheme. Maybe they'll talk about it a little bit on Shabbos, what the choreography is really all about. A few hearos. Let me begin by something that we mentioned last year, and then to add on a little bit to it, is that we begin Yishal Diglobi Osos Leves Avosam Yachanu Bnei Yisrael Misavet Misaviv Neged Saviv Lo Amoid Yachanu. So Rashi notes that Kol Degel Yola Os Mapa Tzvuot Liyubo Tzivu Shulze Lo Ketzivu Shulze. So we've talked a lot about the idea that each shevet, had a certain connection to the Mishkan. Mineged is Berichuk Alpai Mamba, which is the Tchum Shabbos. You have to be able to get there on Shabbos. You look at your flag and you think that the Kohen Gadol was, there representing you in the Mikdash, and it was a way of extending the Mishkan outwards in a very meaningful and profound way. At the same time, it allowed for a certain kind of diversity within Klal Yisrael, and more on that in just a moment. Rashi also quotes Ve'osos Siman Shemaser Lham Yaakov Avihem, that Yaakov had Klal Yisrael carry him in this fashion, with Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun to the east, and Ephraim and Asher Ben Yamin to the west, etc. And so this was now, an instantiation of that. So the idea, I think, is very, very clear. Also, a very, very beautiful idea. And the idea is that, in the days of Yaakov Avinu, so he was the Merkava L'Shechina, to use the metaphysical term, but that he was the repository of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael. If you wanted to have a sense of Dveikus, Uvo Sidba Kidavik B'Talmidei Chachamim, which always remains a mitzvah, but now there was an opportunity for all of Klal Yisrael through the Mishkan to have that sense of Hashra'as Hashchina V'yasu the Mikdash V'shachanti B'socham. That's a very, very critical idea, is that tzaddikim, absent the Beis HaMikdash, gedolim aren't just people who know a lot, but they become repositories for the Shechina. We have to be very careful with our language, but Kidei Lomod Mimaseihem, as the Rambam says, they agents and vehicles to teach us the right thing to do, but also for us to experience an overwhelming sense of Hashra'as Hashchina. You encounter a person who is Kol Kulo Shivisi Hashem Negdi Samid, so it has a very profound impact on a person's own numinous experience. To take things to the next level, we find in the end of the Aliyah, Eila Pekudei B'nei Yisrael Ve'esav Osam Kol Pekudei HaMachanos Letzivosam Sheish Mios Alef U'Shlosha Salafim V'Chamesh Mios V'Chamishim. So we sum up, 603,550. And of course, there's a big question, which is, why do we need to, add things up? You could simply add up all of the Degalim, and you would come to that, number as well. But there's an additional facet to that question. That question isn't just a question in its own right. It's a question because the Torah said so before. If you go back to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Mem Vav, so what? Why is it being repeated? I think the answer to the question is, to both of these questions, why the repetition, why can't the Torah trust us to add, is one and the same. Is that it's not an addition. The Torah is telling us that there's, despite the fact that each shevet had its own integrity, and especially in this context, after introducing the diversity of each al diglovi osos leves avosam yachanu bnei Yisrael tzivo shulzeh lo ketzivo shulzeh, right? And that the simanim were different, the tzivaim were different, the colors, the symbols, each one had its own identity, and yet it cohered in a whole together. There was some cohesive whole that it represented. And so here it's not telling us, we already knew 603,550, but you have, the integrity of each shevet and the integrity of each quadrant, of each degel, and then you have something called Klal Yisrael that it all, works together, which I think is a very, very, very significant, idea about the unity and the cohesion of Klal Yisrael, even allowing for, very healthy degree of diversity.